We're continuing Likut Halachas Orachaim Chelik Beis Hilchas Birchas Amozin Halacha Gimel, 2/3 way through paragraph Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas brich rachmana diyohiv lana urion tlisa biyoyim tlisa al yedei tlisa etc. etc." The Gemara over there in Shabbos is discussing Matan Torah and how everything related to the Torah is in threes. Number one, Hashem gave us the Torah itself, which is three, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and He gave it to us on the third day, Shloishes Yemei Hagbola. There was a three-day preparation before they were able to receive the Torah, right? He chaynu Shloishes Moshe told him, and He gave it to us through the third child. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third in his family, and He gave it to us in the third month, Nisan Iyar Sivan. Everything about the Torah is in three. What's the Gemara getting romantic here? Why? Who cares? What if it were four? What's the difference? You need to know any time the Torah uses a number, there's an etzah there. There's a message there to know how to apply. Ki kol haTorah hi mishuleshes. The Torah is telling us that the Torah is in three. Ki haTorah hi bechinas nekuda al kanal. Because we said before that one outstanding example of the nekuda that we're talking about here is the Torah. The Torah is the nekuda. The tzaddik is the nekuda. So the Torah is the nekuda, and the Torah is in three. Ki nikreis bris shalom. Because we know that the Torah is called bris shalom. The Torah is also called a covenant. K'may shekosuv brisi hoiso itoy hachayim v'asholem. It's a pasuk in Malachi. V'alkein haTorah hi meshuleshes b'chol habechinos. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Torah is, all aspects of the Torah are three. Kihi klula mikol hashoron sholish nekudos anal. Because the Torah is a composite, it contains in it and it operates via all three nekudos. Shal yodom ikar kiyum haTorah v'havoida. And it's through these three nekudos that a person can hope that his avoida and his Torah should have a real kiyum. He should experience real success in Torah and avoida. V'zeh b'chinas brocha mishuleshes shel birchas koyanim. Now you'll understand another item, why the brocha that the koyanim give to Klal Yisrael is also given in three sections. Yivorech Hashem v'yishmerecho, three psukim over there. Ki koyhein isha chesed hu b'chinas oyer ho'avo d'kdusha she'shoyre etz la'nekuda. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likutim Ran over there that the koyhein who is called isha chesed, he represents that oyer ho'avo that's found in the nekuda. He's another example of the nekuda, in a sense. V'shom mekoyer habrocha kanal. And we said that nekuda is the essence of brocha. That's the source of brocha. V'alkein mevorchin now. And this is the reason that the Kohanim are giving this bracha to Klal Yisrael. When a person hears Birchas Kohanim, what is he receiving? He's receiving these three nekudas. The nekuda of tzaddik, the nekuda of chaver, and the nekuda satzmoi. And this is why when three people sit together at a meal, that's when they have the main obligation, shayoimru al shulchan divrei Torah. That's when they're really obligated to have a dvar Torah set at the table. Kidamashma ba Mishnah, as the Mishnah in Pergi Avos says, ki kishiyesh shloi, it's over there, shloisha shachlu bi, you know, v'leomru divrei Torah, ki lochlu bi zivchei mesim. Ki kishiyesh shloisha, oz ikr shleimus he'ora satoira. Because when three people are together, that's when they have the greatest opportunity to get the full effect of the Torah. Ki oz meirin kol hasholish nekudos. Because when you have three, then all three nekudos of the Torah are shining brightly. The nekudas tzadik, chover, and atzmoi. And I don't think it's going to be mentioned in this halacha. It's discussed in other places in Kodei Halachas. This is the whole story of Sfira Soimer. A person would say, I don't get it. You have a Rebbe like Rebbe Akiva, whom the Gemara says there's a machlokes whether he was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have a Rebbe like Rabbi Akiva. You have students who are tzaddikim. Each one is a nuclear weapon. Each one is a Rosh Yeshiva, ultra. How did they fail? Where did they go wrong? The answer is they didn't operate via this chapter of Likut Imran. They didn't realize the criticalness that they're dealing with high voltage wires. Rabbi Akiva was high voltage. High voltage, watch it. High voltage, if you play by the rules, you get beautiful light. If you don't play by the rules, you get electrocuted. High voltage, the way you deal with it is first everybody receives from the Rebbe, then they have to receive from each other. And in order to receive from each other, you have to respect each other. You have to like each other. If you don't like someone or you don't respect someone, you're not interested in what they have to say. That's for sure. You're not receiving from them. So they took that link out of the picture. They got blown up. Very simple. That's the way it works. And again, the message for us to realize how critical these three items are in a person's avodas Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal is laying it out. Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran and Rav Nosson Zal here is laying it out very specifically. Nothing confusing here. It's very simple. It's very clear. If a person wants to really be matzliach, the tzaddik is showing here that these are the three ingredients. Vizeh, bechinas, she'ikr, shleimus, birchas, amozoin, hu b'shloisha. Paragraph A. And this is also why the ikr shleimus of birchas hamozoin is also when you have three. Ki ikr birchas hamozoin hu lekabel oyer hasholesh nekudas kanal. Because the main reason for birchas hamozoin is that a person, I took all of this food inside of myself. This food is a form of energy. I want this energy to help me, to be constructive. I want it to be used the right way. In order for it to be used the right way, it gets processed via birchas hamozoin. Birchas hamozoin is going to shine the three nekudos of kedusha onto the food, onto me. V'yalkein ikra shleimus u'b'shloisha she'oz meirin kol ha'shalosh nekudos kanal. Ki b'chol mokim she'yesh shloisha mi'Yisrael, azai ho'echod ha'godol shebehem hu b'b'chinas rav, b'b'chinas nekuda klolius neged ha'shnayim, v'yalkein meirin oz kol ha'shalosh nekudos kanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, again, when you have three, all three nekudas are shining. Because when you have three, there is always a God. No three people are equal. There's no such thing. Even if they're friends, there's always one who has more than the others, in a sense. And therefore, if the three are operating together, by them being three, they'll be able to receive from all three nekudas. And this is also the concept of zimun, where you have to say, you have to make a hachona, have to announce, we are going to bench. Raboisai mirvilen benchen. We want to bench. Ki kol dover shebigdusho tzorich hachona vazmona, kamo yishisa bezoyer HaKodesh. Because the Zoyer HaKodesh explains that whenever you're dealing with holiness, there has to be preparation for it. There has to be a preparation, there has to be a designation. A place, a time and a place have to be designated for Kedusha, in order for the Kedusha to happen. Hainu lohochinu lahazmin halev sheyikabel oyer hanekuda. Especially to prepare our hearts to receive this Kedusha. Because again, the heart is a mixed up place. The heart has good and bad. Leiv chocham, leiv minoy, leiv ksil. There's yetzer toiv, there's yetzer hara. There's cherpois, cherpo shevro libi. There's all of this stuff over there in the heart. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'hochein levovam eilecha. Hashem, please prepare their hearts, the hearts of Klal Yisrael towards you. V'zeh shoimrim shimu raboisai. And this is why we say, hertzi raboisai. Listen. That's the first words of the Zimun. There are some Sidurim that don't have that in it. People don't know. They start from Rabotai. They say, Raboisai Mervilon Benchen. And there's this extra word, Herzi Raboisai. Listen, we're going to bench. That Herzi is a choshuv item in Yiddish. Shimu Raboisai. Onu roitzim levorech. Shezeo bishvil hazmono. Kama shekosu bepoiskim. This is where a person is fulfilling this requirement of hazmona. Preparing ourselves to receive the light. Lahavdil, prepare for launching. People know the satellite, that any something big that's going to happen, you don't just flick the... If there isn't the proper preparation, if a person isn't fast, the seatbelt isn't fast, all the things aren't prepared properly, it ain't going to work. Lahavdil, by Kiddush also, whenever you're dealing with a serious Kiddusha, there must be this hazmona, this hachona. Kishmir Belibatalia, because it's brought that to listen, to hear properly is dependent on the heart. Hainu Shoyim Ramlayim, this means that we're saying to the people that are present, Sheyatu Oznam Velibam Lohochina Halev Elabrocha. When we say Shimura Boisai Herzi, listen. What am I saying? Listen. Prepare your ear, prepare your heart to receive a laser beam that's going to be coming at it right now. This nekuda, as soon as we start Berachas HaMazon, we're going to be shooting 3 laser beams at you. You better be ready. You have to show that you're ready to receive. Kidei lekasher halev el hanekuda shebepeh, shemisham yoitzim abrochas kanal. In order to connect and attach the heart to the mouth from which the bracha is come forth, if the heart is plugged in properly to the mouth, then the heart receives the full benefit, that the cherpos that were covering the heart are able to be stripped away by what's coming from the mouth, by the words that are coming from the mouth. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Zayin, v'zeh b'chinas birchas ha-toy v'hameitiv b'yavne tiknua b'shvil haruge beitar shenitnu l'kvura. The Gemara says, what about this fourth bracha of Berachas HaMazon, which was not part of the original set? The Gemara says that the rabbis were misakin that in the city of Yavne, when the Jews were finally granted permission to bury the Haruge Beitar. Ki achar shemevorchin sholish brachos voz mekaplin horam b'china sholish nekudos anal achar kach mevorchin atoy v'meitiv. After the person finished saying all 3 brachos, which means he finished receiving from all 3 nekudos, then he says hatoy v'meitiv. Ki anekuda shibchinas tzadik, hibchinas toiv, b'chinas imru tzadik hi toiv. We had learned earlier that the nekuda that's called the nekuda of tzadik is called toiv, based on the pasuk imru tzadik hi toiv. V'zeh hatoiv v'hameitiv. Hatoiv l'didei v'heitiv l'achrini. The Gemara says toiv refers to internally. Meitiv means to what I'm giving out to others. Hainu shanekuda bi'atzmo hi toiv. The nekuda itself is toiv. It's v'yesh lo koyach l'hoyer u'l'heitiv l'achrini. And it has the ability to shine and to transmit, to give good to others. Kialidei hanekuda nimshach toiv el alev v'nizbatel roya halev cherpas alev. Because through this nekuda, it shines good into the heart, and it replaces the roya halev, the bad that was in the heart previously. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vayoychal vayesht vayitav liboy. Look, person eats properly, he's zeichet to be mamshich toiv into the heart. Ze birchas hamozon, and the Gemara says that pasuk is referring to birchas hamozon. Veze shomra zal, and this is why the Gemara says shetiknu birchas hatoiv amid birchas hamozon b'shvil haruge beitar. Why was this bracha related to burying the dead of Beitar put into Birchas HaMozon? Because we said through the Birchas HaMozon that Nekuda Toiva shines. Vazai nizbatel shvira slave shubchina sitra demoisa shebo mina shvira kiyudua. And that eliminates the shvira slave, which is the concept of sitra demoisa, which comes from the shvira, which originates from the shvira sakelim. Vizeo bechinas haruge beitar shenitnu lekvura. And this ties into this concept of the Jews, the martyrs who died by Beitar, who they were finally granted permission to bury them. Shaydezeh nichna sitra demoisa. That was also a form of being machnia, the sitra demoisa. Why? Ki hakvura hi kvoid hachayim v'hamesim. Because burial is a respect for the living and the dead. The burial ceremony, if let's say there's 5,000 people at a levaya, it's a kavod to all family members of the person, you know, that this honor is being bestowed on the living, and it's also a kavod for the mess, that the mess isn't being left around to smell, and, you know, that he's being laid to rest properly. V'nizbatel habizoyon v'acherpo shel ames. The embarrassment, the shame of the corpse is being eliminated. V'hu tikun godoy lahames, and it's a tremendous tikun for a dead body to be buried. V'ayde akvura nichna sitra demoisa, and the burial is what subdues and eliminates this sitra demoisa. Ki kolz man sheloy nitnu lekvura v'ayu mutolim harugim b'chutz. So long as those corpses had not been buried and they were strewn about in public, zeo bechinas hisgabros sitra demoisa chas v'shalom. That meant that the sitra demoisa had koyach. dead bodies lying around, Rachmanu Litzlan, is gives koyach to the sitrachra. Vaydeze shenitnu lekvura, and through the fact that they were buried, nichna bechina sitra demoisa, that was machnia this sitra demoisa, that laid to rest the concept of death. V'alkein oz tiknu bebirchas hatoiv ha-meitiv, v'kavua bebirchas ha-mozoim. And it was therefore when that happy occasion occurred, that's when they were established that the Jews should say this bracha, bichlal, and they put it bedafka into the benching. K'yidei birchas ha-mozoim, sh'yidei zeh mekablim oyer ha-nekuda k'doshe, sh'shom sh'ra avo d'kdusha, because through birchas ha-mozoim, which is one of the major places where a person draws from this oyer ha-nekuda, where the avo d'kdusha is found, Shaidezen is Batel Bchinas Shviras Halev, which is what eliminates Shviras Halev, as we learned earlier, Bibchinas Al Kol Pshoim Techase Ahavo, that Ahavo has the ability to cover up and eliminate the Pshoim, the sins, the Taivos Rois, and everything. V'zeh b'chinas kvura, shemechasa ala cherpo shelameis, shemuto bebizoyim. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at, put on your glasses, and take a look at these two things, and you'll see they're identical. The burial process, where you're taking the shame of the dead body and covering it, is identical to Birkas HaMozoim. Where you're taking the Cherpas HaLev we spoke about, also a Cherpa of Sitra Demoisa, a Cherpa which was caused through a Shvira Salev, which originated from a Shvira Sakelem, and you're covering it up with light that comes from the Ahava Dikdusha, from that Nekuda. A concept of Al Kol Pshoim Techase Ahava. We said that that Nekuda is radiating Ahava Dikdusha. That's what it's all about. And that Ahava Dikdusha has the ability to cover up and eliminate the Cherpas Halev. Cherpas Halev is synonymous with the Sitra Demoisa. Ki ikara hakvura hu al yidei bechinas Nekuda Hanal, shi bechinas Bris. Because the main burial, the main concept of burial is related to this nekuda, which is called the concept of bris. Kmo Yisham Razal, as it says, Shebnei Shem v'yefes shekisu erva saviyem, sheze b'chinas tikna bris, zochu lekvura. Hefech zerachom hu anatzoich etekvura. It says that the children, the descendants of Shem and Yefes, they were the ones whom when Noach was uncovered, when Noach was being shamed by Chom, Shem and Yefes came in to cover his shame. So that it's written that because of that, their descendants were zeichet to burial, to a proper burial. Whereas the children of Chom were not zeichet to a proper burial. V'alkein tiknu atoiv ha-meite bebirchas ha-mozoim daiko. Now you could understand the relation between this broch of hatoiv ha-meitev related to the burial of corpses and how it's tied into the Birchas HaMozoim, because Birchas HaMozoim on a spiritual level is this same concept. It's a certain oyer of Kedusha that has the ability to cover up a busha, a shamefulness. Paragraph Ches, V'zeh b'chinas kois shel Birchas HaMozoim shetzorech asoro dvorim. And this is also the concept of the kois that's used for Birchas HaMozoim, whereby there are 10 halachos related to that cup. It has to be full, it has to be rinsed out, all kinds of different halachas. Ki hanekuda hanal hi bechinas yud, bechinas kodesh. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that when we talk about this nekuda, the nekuda is shaped, is represented by the letter yud. A yud is like a nekuda. Bechinas kodesh. And we know that the letter yud always represents, 10 is always kedusha. The Gemara says, ein kedusha pochis miyud. That without yud, without 10, you can't say kaddish or kedusha, etc. Ki a kois hi bechinas malchus pek yadua. Because a kois is a concept of malchus, which is related to the mouth. We mentioned earlier, v'yein malchus rov ki adam melech, wine is an inyan of malchus, and kois is begimatri elekim, which is also malchus velekim, malki mikedem, the pasuk says. Bechinas kois yeshua is eso, hanemar bedovet amelech vashon. And this pasuk, I lift up a cup of salvation, dovet amelech was the one who said that. That's bechinas malchus, which is called kois yeshua is. V'shom bebechinas malchus pe meir hanekuda nal shibechinas melupam kanal b'maimar nal. And it's in the mouth. We mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes the pasuk, pi yedaber chochmois Vehegois libi tevunois. The mouth is associated with chachma in that pasuk. Chachma is the letter yud of yud kei vav kei, which is also called kedusha. There's a pasuk kadesh li kol bechoyer. Bechoyer is reishis. Reishis is chachma. So we see that kedusha and chachma go together. V'shom bebechinas malchus pe meir hanekuda anal shibechinas milukim kanal. Vayidei hanekuda zu malinu mekashrin haleiv el hanekudo mevatlin cherpes haleiv. And when this nekuda is functioning properly, it elevates the lev, it cleans the lev, it cleans away the cherpas halev. V'ze bechinas hayayin shel kois shel brocha. This is the concept of the wine of the kois shel brocha. Ki ikar tikkun hayayin halidei hanekuda anal shi bechinas tzadik, bechinas tikkun habris. Because the main ability of wine to be used constructively in a positive way is via the nekuda, which is the concept of tzaddik, the concept of tikkun habris. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, kol haroyes soita bekalkula yazir atzmoi min ayayin. That if a person, the Gemara asks, why is Parsha Soita written in the Chumash next to the Parsha of Nozir? The Gemara says, because a Jew who witnesses a Soita incident, which is a concept of pigam habris, what will he do? Immediately he should abstain from wine. Ki ef shalishtois yayin bigdusha kim al yidei bechinas tikkun habris. Because it's impossible for a person to drink wine in a holy way unless the person has tikkun habris. Va'oz hu bebechinas v'yayin yisamach levav. If a person has tikkun habris, then the wine that he drinks will bring a simcha digdusha into his heart. By the fact that it eliminates the bad of the heart, the schmutz of the heart. Because we know that wine can swing either way. Wine is a switch hitter. Righty lefty. Zocha, the Gemara says it's called tiroish. Why tiroish? Zocha nase roish. Loi zocha nase rosh, it says. Tehi roish or tehi rosh. Either he'll be zocha to moichin, either the wine will expand his brain, or chas v'shalom, it'll impoverish him. It'll rob him of his mind. He'll lose his mind over wine. Kishom ikar habirur v'atikun, because in wine is where you find the ikar birur and tikun. Ki ikar hashviro ho yadei chetod amarishna yadei achilas eitzadas veitzadas hu bechinas yayin kemoishom razal sochato anovin venosnaloi. Because we know that the main shvira was caused through Adam Rishon eating from the eitzadas, which was a concept of wine. One opinion is that it was sochat anovin, that she squeezed grapes and gave it to him. Kemoishom razal, as is written. V'yalkein eino imrim shir el al hayayin. And this is why the Gemara says that we don't say shir, we don't say halel, song, only over wine. Ki kol hashirois hein bebechinas leiv, kedei lo'oirer ulekasher haleiv lashem yizborach, kinira bechush. Shaydei hashir vazemer vanigun nisoirer haleiv mo'oid lashem yizborach. Bebechinas libi uvesori yirananu el kel chai. Rav Nosson says, what's the purpose of singing? Song is a concept of dveikus. Song is the item that can connect Hashem, a person to Hashem, in a very, very serious way. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Levi was born, that's when Leah said, Hapam yilove ishi elai. Now my husband will be very attached to me. So al pipshat, it's because she knew four mothers, 12 kids. She had her third child. She knew she had fulfilled her quota, so now she's okay. She knows she covered her minimum. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why did she say this lashon yilove? Yilove means dveikus, attachment. The Zohar HaKadosh says, because Levi is misitra deniguna. The Levim were the ones who handled the singing and the music in the Beis Hamikdash. And singing and music, that's the ikar dveikus. So Rav Nosson Zal says, so we know that the purpose of shir is to be dovuk to Hashem. Which means, and what should be dovuk to Hashem? The person's heart Libi uvsori yiranenu el kilchai. That the main, here again, you get these singers with music equipment that costs $3 billion and big concert hall and everything, and it's zero. It's a big fat zero. Because their heart, they're singing from their mouth. Or they're singing from a heart that's in a billion pieces. That's a cherpa salev, a shvira salev. It's only if the person's heart is in the right place. El kel choy, if a person's heart is attached to Hashem, then there's a rina. Then his rina is something positive. The alkein einoimrim shir el al yayin, and this is why shir goes together with yayin. Kize ikr tikin shel hashir lekasher halev el hanekuda shebepeh kdei shaydeze yistakin hayayin sheyi bebchinas yayin yisamach levav enoish, because that's the ikr tikin of shir, to bind the heart to the nekuda shebepeh, and that's the ikar tikkun of yayin, which is a simcha salev, to bring a simcha into the heart. V'zeh b'chinas birchas amosim b'shloisho al kois shel yayin. Now you understand the kesher between all of this. This concept of birchas amosim b'shloisho, because that's when the nekuda is in its fullest. All three sections of nekuda are shining brightly, and you're using a kois, which is malchus, with all the things related there, and tikkun abris, yayin probably tikkun abris, and then you can have this shir. You know, then the shir is proud, because then the nekuda is shining bishleimos. Paragraph tes. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. Yizeh b'chinas adlokas ner Chanukah. Every what we discussed till now is all tied into the holiday of Chanukah. Ki ner Chanukah zeh b'chinas oyer hanekuda k'doisho shemeira b'chinas oyer v'ner. Rav Nosson Zal till now was discussing something based on an item in Likut Imran, a chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a nekuda. The word nekuda literally means a dot, but it meant a source. Let's use that term. A source of holiness. A source of holiness. A source of love. A holy love, Ahava Digdusha. And Rabbeinu Zal said that this refers to the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is the Nekuda. The Torah is the Nekuda. And he made reference to a few other items. And we discussed it at length. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take the candles of Chanukah and plug it into this Nekuda. Show how that fulfills all the requirements that Rabbeinu Zal talks about in that chapter on Likut Imran. How the Chanukah candles are the tzaddik. And exactly what Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter on Likut Imran, that the person receives from the tzaddik, from the tzaddik, and from his friends, and from himself, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now how a person receives that from the Chanukah candles. That just like we learned over there, that the purpose of the Nekuda is to be ma'orer u'mekasher halev l'Hashem Yisborach, that the purpose of this, of the malchus, Rabbeinu Zal there spoke about the authority that the tzaddik has, that the tzaddik has to use it for one purpose, to inspire and bring people close to Hashem, to bring their hearts close to Hashem. That's what the Chanukah candles do also. They're also a comparable nekuda that serves the same purpose. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah, b'chinas ner mitzvah v'toyroh er. We see there's a pasuk that tells us that ner is associated with mitzvah and Torah. Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in the Likut Imran spoke about the Torah being the nekuda. So we see the pasuk connects the ner to the Torah. Ki hanekuda nal hi b'chinas toyroh er. Because the nekuda that we spoke about, the source of kedusha that we spoke about, is the light of the Torah. The light of the Torah, the light of the tzaddik, these are all identical in a sense. Ki hi meira u'mayreres halev, because it shines and inspires and awakens the heart. V'al kein hanekuda b'chinas oyer v'ner, b'chinas ner Chanukah. And that's why it's a concept of light, a candle, because it lights up the heart. V'zeh b'chinas ner shel shemen. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that one of the requirements of Chanukah candles is that it's very much preferred to use oil. B'chinas shemen mishchas kodesh. The oil of the Chanukah candles represents a holiness. B'chinas meshach revois kutsha. Rabbeinu Zal quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh in Likut Imran, where the term that's used for brain power is this term meshach revois kutsha. Meshach miloshen limshoach, like to anoint with an additional holiness. Shehi bechinas hamoichin. This refers to the brain of the person, the seichel of the person. Shezeo bechinas hanekudanal, she bechinas tzadik, bechinas yosef hu ashalit, she nimshach mebechinas chochmo bina, kama yishimavur b'maymanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, this ties into the tzaddik, because Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the tzaddik, who is called Yesoid, isn't a standalone item. The tzaddik receives from Chochmah and Bina. That's his main foundation. And Rabbeinu Zal proved it from a pasuk. When Paroi saw Yosef HaTzaddik's success in being able to interpret the dreams, Paroi said, now I know that Ein Chocham v'Novo in Kamoicha. There is nobody as Chochmah and Bina as you. So the Torah says that Yosef HaTzaddik's showing his prowess as tzaddik was showing his Chochmah and Bina. That's what the tzaddik is all about. He glows with Chochmah and Bina. And that's what candle, that's what light is. Chanukah candles, it's Moichin. That's what it's called. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Dahainu ha-moichin shein bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh shemishom ikar bechinas hanekuda nal shi bechinas tzadik shenimshach mishom kanal. It's the seichel, which is the source for which this nekuda, which is the tzadik, draws from. That's what the tzadik is all about. When we talk about tzadik, we're not anywhere near as much interested in his body, in his five fingers, in his hand, and whether he's 6 foot tall or 5 foot eight, as much as we're talking about the moyach, the mind of the tzaddik, the seichel of the tzaddik. That's usually the ikar, his moyach and leiv, that we're connecting to. And when we talk about the nekuda of tzaddik, it's again the moyach leiv, it's the seichel of the tzaddik especially. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah, and this is all tied into the Chanukah candles, b'chinas la'am shecha, Meshach Revois Kutcha Ulad Loka Butzina. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a Jew lights Hanukkah candles, he's trying to draw upon himself an additional holiness and thereby light this candle. That's what it's all about. Shemam Shichin Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Meshach Revois Kutcha Sheze Bechinas Hamshachas Hanekuda Bechinas Tzadik Shemeshach Mishom Kanal. When we talk about a person drawing this holy oil, this holy light, that's the nekuda. That's also what we spoke about in drawing the nekuda, which is the concept of tzaddik. Oyer, it's the oyer hatzaddik. That's the main thing we're looking for. Vaydeze madlikin butzina, and it's through that, when a person connects to that, he's lighting the candle. Kiaydeze, note, we're coming to Lag Boimer in a few days. Lag Boimer, we celebrate the tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal. How do we celebrate the tzaddik? Light, fire, fires and lights and Butzino Ilo. He's called Butzino Ilo, Butzino Kadisha. That's one of his nicknames throughout the Zohar HaKadosh. Holy light, ethereal light. That's what he's called. Kaideze al yidei amshochas hanekudan al bechinas tzadik, aideze meir ho'er vaner. Because by a person drawing from the tzadik, which is what which referred to as the nekuda, this source, through that, a light shines. Ki al yidei zeh meirin u'ma'irin halev l'Hashem Yisborach. Because it's by drawing from the tzaddik that we light up and inspire and awaken our hearts to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ner mitzvah v'toyrah oyer. That the Torah and mitzvah are compared to candle and light. Ki ha-Torah hi gam kein bechinas hanekudanal, bechinas bris. Because in that chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on, Rabbeinu Zal refers to the tzaddik and the Torah as nekuda. He calls both of them this source. So just like the Torah is referred to as ner and oyer, obviously the tzaddik is also a concept of ner and oyer. Because one of the main accomplishments of the tzaddik and the Torah is to light up a person, to bring light into the lives of all of those that connect to them. Light being the light of Kiddusha, Seichel de Kiddusha. And to awaken and inspire people to come close to Hashem. Awaken is a concept of sunrise, you know, the lights go on. Paragraph Yud, V'zoi samitzvah shalat logas ner chanukah makaymim b'chol shona v'shona, כדי לשבר ולהכניע מלכוס הראשו, הוימדס עלינו בכל דור ודור ובכל זמן וזמן, לבטל אויסונו מעבודוס יסבור החס ושלום. The mitzvah of Hanukkah candles we perform every single year in order to battle against and to subdue the Malchus HaRishah, which every single year, every single day, rises up and tries to block us from serving Hashem. Lahashkiach Toirosoi, to get us to forget the Torah, ulahavir al chukei ritzoinoi, and to get us to violate the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehoyo oz bimei Matisyo. This occurred at that time, during the time of Matisyo. Kishom do Malchus Yovan Arishalam Chisrael Ashkicham Teirosecha. When the Malchus Harisho at that time, or the Greeks, rose up and tried to do this. Ki ikar koyach Malchus Harisho hual yidei shviras kelim. Shemishom ikar yinikosam kayadua. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we see in the writings of Kabbalah that where do these kings, these non-Jewish kings, the ones who tried to battle against the Jews, who tried to harm our Keshet Hashem, where is their roots? Where do they draw their power? From Shviras HaKelim. From the fact that when Hashem first created the world, there was what's known as a Shviras HaKelim. There were certain vessels that burst. And as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, there was also a breakage that took place. Those breakages are what created and what are the source of strength for the Malchus HaRishah. They draw their strength, their yinika, from Shviras HaKelim. V'hoikar al yedei ahavois hanefulim. And the real source of their strength is when people have desires for the wrong things. It's called ahavos nefulin, a fallen love. When a person falls in love with what they're not supposed to, that concept, Rahman al-Islam, when a person loves what they're not supposed to love, they love food, they love this in a wrong type of way, not in a way of using it to bring them close to Hashem or to serve Hashem in any way, but loving it just for itself, you know, on a gashmi level. Ahavois hanafulim, shehem taivois rois, al yidei zeh heim roit. That's the main source of strength of this Malchus HaRishah, to the degree that Bnei Yisrael fall into this, these ahavois nafulim, which resulted from Shviras HaKelim. The Shviras HaKelim is what created ahavois nafulim, because the light spilled and splattered, and the Oyer HaChesed had an afila, etc. Chesed is ahavo. So the Chesed and Ava fell into the wrong places, into the wrong hands. As a result of that, these kingdoms want to try to block Bnei Yisrael from serving Hashem. And therefore, the only time when they have strength is when the source of Kedusha is not shining, when this Nekuda, the Tzaddik, is not shining, is not succeeding. Ki HaNekuda Machnas U'Mevatelas Lo'isam Kanal. Because the Nekuda, the Tzaddik, the Torah, the Ner HaChanukah, is Machnia them, it subdues them. Ki Alidei Shemamshich In Horas HaNekuda Anal B'chinas Tzaddik Moishel B'chinas Yisrael Mamshelosov Aidei Zeh Nizbatlin Kol HaCherpois V'chol HaShvir Saleh. Because the more that we draw on that Nekuda, the more the Jews connect with their source, the Torah, the Tzaddik, the more the Yidden are drawing Memshala, because that's what the Tzaddik's all about, Tzaddik Moshel. So if we connect to him properly, then we become Yisrael Mamshalaisav. There's the Malchus Digdusha rises up. When the Malchus Digdusha rises up, the other kingdoms can't harm us, they can't attack us, they can't defeat us in any way. Vazai heim nizbatlin legamri, and then they evaporate, they go away. Ki ein koicham ela mishom ebchina shvira kanal, because their strength comes from a place of shvira. And we learned in that chapter in Likut Imran that the more a person connects with the nekuda, the more he's masaking the shvira. Cherpa shavra libi, Rabbein Azalveh spoke that the fact that there are these cherpos which break the heart, We said, and then this Malchus HaRishua becomes bottle completely. When the Yidden connect with their Nekuda, their source, which is the Tzaddik, the Torah, and the Nekuda shining properly, then these other Malchus evaporate. Because we said, Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter on the Kudaran, Cherpa Shavra Libi, that to the degree that there are Taivos Rois and Midos Rois, which are called Cherpois, that causes Shvira Salei. The more a person connects to the tzaddik and to the Torah, he corrects this shvira saleh. The tzaddik repairs the heart and makes his heart solid the way it's supposed to be, which eliminates the cherpois, which eliminates the source of strength of the malchus harishua. Ki ein koicham ela misham ebchina shvira kanal, because their whole strength, their source is shvira. When there's a shvira by us, when there's a breakage by us, The Malchus HaRishua is able to draw strength from it. To the degree that we repair the Shvira by us, to that degree, the Malchus HaRishua is Nichna. V'azai, kishe'ein me'iru chas v'shom, ha'nekuda anal, shi v'chinas tzadik, moishel v'chinas Malchus. And then, when the Nekuda, which is this concept of tzadik moishel, the concept of Malchus, when it's not shining, ki ikare horas hanekuda hi bebechinas malchus pe, bechinas Yosef hu ha-shalet, bechinas Yisrael mam shaloysov, bechinas kol Yisrael b'nei malochem heim. Because Rav Nosson Zal now sharpens the focus a little bit. Rav Nosson Zal says, in that chapter in the Kutuban, Rabbeinu Zal defines the nekuda as the tzadik. But that's not all Rabbeinu Zal says there. It's not just the tzaddik, it's the memshola of the tzaddik. It's the malchus of the tzaddik. That's the nekuda. It's the malchus of the tzaddik, the malchus of the Torah, the malchus of Klal Yisrael. That's the nekuda. Ki ikar heoras hanekuda hi bebchinas malchus peh. Because the main way that the tzaddik gives off his light, the main way that that nekuda shines is through Malchus Peh, Bechinas Yosef Hu HaShalit. The Torah defines, the Koyach of Yosef is his Memshola. Bechinas Yisrael Mamshaloysev, Bechinas Kol Yisrael B'nei Malochim Heim, as it says clearly in the Gemara. So when the Nekuda HaKadosha is shining, then the Malchus of Kedusha is shining. Ukishe'en Me'ira Chas V'Shalom. Whereas when the Nekuda is not shining, ukshein meir chas v'shalom b'chinas Nekuda nal b'chinas Malchus, azai heim is gabrim al yedei zeh. Then the other side gets stronger. When our Nekuda, when the Malchus of Kedusha isn't shining properly, then the other side takes over. Vazai mizgaber chas v'shalom Malchus harishua al yedei she'ein meir ha'nekuda nal shibichnas Malchus d'kedusha. V'alkein rotzu ha'yivonim levateles Yisrael menatoyra legamri. Now you can understand very simple why the Greeks were looking for Bitul Torah. They wanted to get the Jews to block the Jews from studying Torah. V'omdo aleinu lahashkiach Torah sechaz shom. They rose up to try to get us to forget the Torah. Ki ha-Torah hi bechinas oyer ha-Nekuda anal. Because the Torah is what Rabbeinu Zal calls in that chapter in the Kutuman, the light of the Nekuda. It's a source of light. It's a source of malchus for Klal Yisrael. V'heim rotzu lahashkiach ulahalem bechinas oyer ha-Nekuda legamri ulahagber malchusam chas shom. They wanted to destroy that, to get have that be forgotten, and thereby have their malchus replace it. Very simple. It's either or. As long as we're strong in our malchus, their malchus can't exist. The more they can weaken and do away with our malchus, their malchus goes up. Val kein amru, and therefore the Gemara says that the Greeks said, "Kisvu lechem al keren asher she'en lechem chelek b'lekei Yisrael." We want you to write on the horn of an ox that you don't believe in Hashem, that you want no part in Hashem. Ki Yisrael nikroin chelek elokam imal, because we know that a Jew is referred to as a chelek elokam imal, a heavenly, a part of Hashem, a spiritual part of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki chelek Hashem amoi, a portion of Hashem is with his people. Each Yid carries with him a piece of Hashem, kaviyochel, his neshama. V'chein Hashem Yisborach nikro chelkenu v'goyrolenu. And just as Hashem is a part of us, we are a part of Hashem. In other words, it works both ways. We're part of Hashem. We are chelek elokam imal. We are part of Hashem. And Hashem is part of us. Hashem chelkeinu, it says, v'goyroleinu. Kemoi shekosev, as we say in Kapitel Tez Zayin in Tehillim, Hashem menos chelki v'choisi. Hashem is my chelik. Bechinas ani chelkecha v'nachloscha. Again, as the Pasuk says this. We have in us a chelik of a kamimal. We have a part of Hashem. And kaviyuch, Hashem has us. It goes both ways. As a result of Hashem choosing us and giving us His Torah, He gave over to us His authority. Hashem's Memshola, He gave it over to Bnei Yisrael. That Hashem should submit His Ratzon to our Ratzon. Bechinas Yisrael Mamshaloisov. As the Pasuk says, the Jews rule are His rulers. Kaviyachol, rule over Hashem. Tzadik Moshel Beiras Salikim, the Pasuk says. Or like you have the example, the Gemara says that the Malachim come to Hashem and they ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, what are you asking me for? I'm not in charge. When Bezdin will declare the new moon, that's when it'll be. Who gave Bezdin that authority? Hashem. Hashem is the one who gave over a malchus, an authority to Klal Yisrael. Bechinas mi moishel bi tzadik. As the Gemara says, Hashem says, I rule over everything. And who rules over me? The tzadik. As the Pasuk says, tzadik moishel bi yiras elikim. Nimtza sheYisrael heim kaviyochol moishlim b'Hashem Yisborach. This means that kaviyochol Hashem gives the Jews the ability to rule over Hashem kaviyochol. This reminds me of something that I heard in the Tikkuni Zohar Shiur from Rav Rosenfeld, and it ties into this. Rabbi Nizal here is talking about malupum. Malupum is a vav and a dot inside. In the Tikkuni Zohar, it discusses the concept of Hashem, Kaviyochol Kodesh Brichu, and the Shekhinah. Kaviyochol, the concept of male and female by Hashem, Kaviyochol. So the Tikkuni Zohar says you should know that the female can be in one of three positions. Sometimes she's on bottom. There's a concept of the Shekhinah being lemato, underneath, Kaviyochol. Sometimes she is equal, she is shove imbala, and sometimes she is above. The Zohar HaKadosh brings a posuk, Eishes Chayil, Ateres Bala. A woman of valor is the crown on her husband's head. A crown is on top of, right? So we see that the Shekhinah, Kaviyochol, can be in different positions. It's on bottom, it's equal, it's on top. Kaviyochol, who is the Shekhinah? Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Kaviyochol, the wedding, we say Matan Torah, B'yoyim Chasunosa Yizu Matan Torah. Matan Torah is when a wedding took place, Kaviyochol Hashem was the Chosin, Bnei Yisrael the Kala. Kaviyochol Hashem gives the Kala, the Shekhinah, at times, the ability to be Ateres Bala. This concept of Yisrael Mam Shaloisa, that Kaviyochol Hashem lets Klal Yisrael rule over him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer, and the Tzadik is Mevatel, the Gemara says that, the Tzadik is Mevatel V'Gzera. V'al Kei Nikro, Hashem Yisborach, Kaviyochol Chelkom V'Nachlosom Shel Yisrael. And it's for this reason that Kaviyochol Hashem allows himself to be called our portion. He's the portion of Klal Yisrael. He is the Chelek and Nachlo of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas ani chelkecho v'nachlascho. Kemoi sheyesh lodom chelek v'nachlashi sheloi shehu moishel boi la'asiz bar kitzonoi. Just like lahavdil, when a person has a field, he's got an achla. Who's in charge? The field is in charge? Or the person who owns the field is in charge? The boss is in charge. Kaviyochol Hashem says, I am the nachala of Bnei Yisrael. I am the possession of Klal Yisrael. Kemoikin kaviyochol Yisrael heim moishlim bo yisporach. Hashem gives us authority over him. V'al kein nikro chelkom v'nachalosim kanal. Kaviyochol, that's why Hashem allows himself to be called our chelik and nachalo. V'zeh shomru, and this is why the Greeks said, kisvu lachem she'en lachem chelik v'lakei Yisrael. We want the Jews to write that they she'en lachem chelik v'lakei Yisrael. That they have no chelik in Hashem. meaning that you are not in charge of Hashem. Hashem is not your chelek. Ki em rotzu levatel hamemshola shel Yisrael sheheim moishlim b'yisbar kav yochom. They wanted to convince Bnei Yisrael that they are not moishel over Hashem kav yochom. V'al kein rotzu sheyichtevu Yisrael sheheim lehem chelek b'yisborach sheheim lehem memshola b'yisborach. They wanted the Jews to acknowledge that they have no memshola over Hashem kav yochom. V'bechinas chelek v'nachlo kanal. V'bechinas ani chelkecha v'nachloscha. That Hashem says, I am your portion, I am your field, kaviyochel, you know, that kind of thing. Ki rotzu chas v'shon levatel hamemshola shel Yisrael ha'idei shizgabru lashpiach terosa kanal. Shi b'chines hanekuda nal, sheikar hamemshola shelona bo yisbaro, shi yashem yisbaro chelkeinu achlaseinu, hu ha'idei shemosar b'yadeinu terosa yishi retzoyne kanal. They knew that what makes us Moishlim, what gives us Memshala, is the Torah. That's the Nekuda through which we draw Malchus and everything. So by trying to get us to break our contact with the Torah, we would lose our Memshala. Now we're no longer Moishlim. Now we lose the Memshala. We're no longer Moishlim over Hashem Kav Yochum. Because by Hashem's giving us over, giving the Torah to us, Hashem gave his rotzayin to us. It's like a woman at a chasana. She signs over her rights to her husband, that her husband should be permitted to be an authority over her, in a sense. V'heim rotzu levatel zois chas v'shalom. They wanted to nullify that. V'al kein timul kol hashmonim. And therefore they went about defiling all the oils. B'chinas shemen mishchas kodesh. B'chinas hamoichin. Shemishom nimshach hanakuda kanal. B'chinas tzadik moishel. As we said earlier, the tzadik draws his memshala from chachmo bina. As Paroi said to Yosef HaTzadik, and now that you know all of this, Ein Chacham V'Novoin Kamoicha, emphasizing that Yosef HaTzadik's Koyach is his Chachma Bina, his Moichin Nigdusha, which is that Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. By the Yevonim trying to defile all the Shemen, all the Shmanim, they would mess up the Chachma Bina, and they would cut us off from the Torah, from our source of Kiddusha, our source of Memshola. Then their memshala would go up, and they become the moishlim. Ki ikra bechinas tzadik moishel bechinas hanekuda nal hu al yedei bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh bechinas hamoichem. Because the main koyach of memshala of the tzadik is based on his moichem. Dahainu al yedei shmiras habris shehu shmiras hamoichem, meaning through shmiras habris, which is dependent on the brains. The Gemara in Saita begins, the old that the whole concept of Pegama Bris is Ruach Shtus. It's Shoita, it's giving up the brains. And the more a person is, brains are in place, the more a person is in control of his mind, everything starts from Machshava, Machshava Dibur Maisa. So again, the Tzaddik is the one whose Chach Mabina is in place. That's how he has tikkun habris. The Gemara says the eyes see. What's the eyes? The eyes are chachma and bina. Vatipokachno einei shneim, it says. The pikeach in the person is his eyes. So again, shmiras habris is dependent on moichin. Rabbi Nezal brings in Torah Tikkun Chacham that the three moichin are like three walls blocking this taiva, you know, protecting a person from taiva sneif. So that's the key here. The Shmira Samoichin, Lishmur, Hamoyach, Vahadas, Lekadesh, Ulatayr, Hadas, Mehir Hurim. The beginning of Shmira Sabris is a person purifying his mind from Hir Hurim, Shiloi Livgoin Betipe Amoyach Hasvashon. Because again, what is Pegama Bris? The essence, the worst Pegama Bris, Rahman Islam, is Zera Levatola. Where does the Zera come from? From the Moyach. It originates from the Moyach. It's Moichin. As in the case of Yosef HaTzadik, who withstood the test with Potiphar's wife, and thereby was not poigem in his moyach, that's why the Torah says right after that, that Paroi brought him in, Paroi needed a chacham. Who repeat Yosef HaTzadik? Why Yosef HaTzadik won in the test of Potiphar's wife? He's the chacham v'novoin. But the one who has the maximum tikkun habris, that's the one who has the maximum sechel digdusha, eitzah toivo, all of those powers. As Paroi testified, there is no one who's as bright as you are. What are you talking about? Paroi checked out every university? He gave everybody a faher to see if there's anybody that can learn more than Yosef HaTzadik? No. The Yosef HaTzadik showed himself, he proved himself in passing the most difficult Nisoyin in Tikkun HaBris. Therefore, he is the Chacham HaSholem. And by Yosef HaTzadik passing the test of Pigam HaBris, through his Tikkun HaBris, through his Moichin B'Shlemus, that's what gave him his Memshola. Because the Memshola of the Tzadik is based on his Seichel D'Kedusha. That's his authority. As we said before, the whole authority of the Tzadik is to bring people close to Hashem. That's with his Seichel. Rav Nosson Zal explains now you can understand why the miracle of Chanukah was through the Kohanim Dafka. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likud Imran that this Nekuda, this source of Kedusha, is a source of Ahavo de Kedusha. Ahavo is Bechinas Koyim, the Kohanim are the Chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Likud Imran that to the degree that the Nekuda is shining properly, to the degree that Ahavo Dikdusha is in place, to that degree it eliminates the Cherpois and Bezionis, the Shvira Slave. So again, Ahavo Dikdusha is the Koyhanim, that's what they're all about. Birchas Koyanim, the Koyhanim are the Anshei Chesed, they're the ones who are Mashpia Brocha, Ahavo. Kinez Batlin Kol HaTayvois V'chol HaCherpois Sheboa Me'avois HaNefulin Alidei Ahavo Dikdusha. Because the Ahavo Dikdusha is what eliminates the Ahavois Rois, the Ahavois of Tuma, which are the Tayvois Rois and Midas Rois, these Cherpois. Bechinas koy alide avod kedusha bechinas koyhein sheshoyreitz leor nekuda kanal, through this concept of koyhein, which is by the nekuda, by that source of kedusha that Rabbeinu Zal talks about. Yud aleph v'alkein nikro hatzadik v'horav v'emesh shebetoyer bechinas koyhein, and this is why we find that in the Torah it refers to the tzadik hadoyer or the rav as koyhein. As the Pasuk says, Ki sifsei koyhein yishmeru das, v'toyra yivakshin yipiyu. That on the lips of the koyhein you will find das and Torah. And there the word koyhein is used to mean rabbi, a true rabbi. Ki etzel hatzadik shu b'chinas hanekudanal, shom shoyro ho ahavodik dusha b'chinas koyhenanal. Because by the tzadik, who is the Nekuda that we spoke about, is found Ahavo Dikdusha, which is Koyhein. Because Tzadik is synonymous with Koyhein in a certain level. Or maybe this is a reason why we see that at one point Hashem, when they initiated the Mishkan, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Koyhein. The first Shmoneh Yimei Miluah, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Voyah. What kind of nonsense? Make up your mind. If he's a Levi, he's a Levi. Well, you make a Levi into a Koyhein? Yeah. No, it's because Tzadik possesses this kohuna. He possesses, tzaddik is extra shmiras habris. He has this ahavo d'kedusha, which is bechinas koyhin on a certain level. V'ze bechinas shanes shel chanukah hoyaydei hashemen shoyachosun b'choisomoy shel koyhin gadol. And this is why the Gemara says that the miracle took place through a vial of oil that had the seal of the koyhin gadol on it. Ze bechinas tzaddik hadoyer shu bechinas koyhin gadol. The term koyhin gadol symbolizes the tzaddik hadoyer. Ki kol echod kefima shezoich lebechinas tzaddik shu bechinas nekudanal kein hu zoich lebechinas avod kedusha shu bechinas koyhin kanal. Rav Nosson Zal is saying now that A and B are synonymous. A is tzaddik shmiras habris. B is avod kedusha koyhin. To the degree that a person is strong in bechinas tzadik, bechinas kedusha sabris, to that degree he is strong in bechinas koyhein, which is bechinas chesed, ahavo de kedusha. Those two go together. V'hatzadik hadoyer hu amiti, shezoich leshmira sabris betachlis hashlemus, v'hu bechinas nekuda haklolius kanal, the tzadik hadoyer, who is the one who is zecha to the highest degree of shmira sabris, which makes him the nekuda klolius, the composite of all of Klal Yisrael, al kein hu bechinas koyhin gadol. That's why he also carries this title of koyhin gadol. Ki zeichel etachles ho avod kedusha b'shleimus. Because he is the one who is zeichel to the highest degree of avod kedusha. Shehi Bechinas Kohen Gadol, because again, he's the one who got rid of his Avos Nefulos to the greatest degree. His Tivus Rois, Amidus Rois. Vezehu Shemotzu Shemen Shoyechosun Bechois. Interesting. I think it fits here perfectly. Shemen, Rav Rosenfeld Zuchan once said that there's a name of Hashem that's the name that's related to Tikkun HaBrit. That this item of Shemen is, in fact, Rabbeinu Zal talks about this in Likutei Moran, where he talks about Tikkun HaBris, the Moichin, this Chochma Bina being tied into the Tikkun HaBris of the person. The Zohar Kodesh uses the wording Siluka the Yisoida ad Abba Ve'ima, that the Yisoid affects all the way up to Abba and Ima, which is Chochma and Bina. The Shmira Sabris affects the Moichin, because the Moshel that's given, a candle, needs oil to burn on. The moyach is compared to a candle. The oils that it burns on are the liquids of the body. Chas v'shalom, pigam abris means wasting liquids. Liquids dripping away, chas v'shalom. Tikkun abris is the concept of maintaining all the liquids, bigdusha, which is the whole concept of the tikkun amoichin. And again, that's this issue over here of this shemen mishchas kodesh, this vial of oil with the seal of the kohen gadol on it. And Kohen Gadol being synonymous with tzaddik, with shalem and tikkun abris. V'ze shemotzu shemen sheyechosum b'chosom shel Kohen Gadol b'chinas chosom bris kodesh. This term chosom, it had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The term chosom is what we use at a bris mila. V'tzeetzov chosom, but a bris mila is called a chosom, the seal of kedusha. K'may shekosu v'tzeetzov chosom, haynu b'chinas shmiras abris. Hainu al yidei tzadik hadoyer shezocho l'shmiras abris b'shleimus. Meaning we're talking about a vial of oil that had the seal of the tzadik hadoyer, whose shmiras abris was b'shleimus. V'alkein hoya ha-shemen shaloi chosum b'choisamoi. And that's why his oil had his seal on it. Hainu ha-shemen mishchas kodesh leidenu ha-moichin shaloi hoyu kedoshim u-tohoyrim b'li shum pegam klal. This meant that his moichin was holy without any pegam. His moichin, his oil, which is the moichin, was sealed with through tikkun abris. The tikkun abris protected it, that it wasn't defiled in any way. And that's what gives him this title of Kohen Gadol, kizocho le'ahavo gedoyla, because through his shmira sabris, he is zocho to great ahavo. Bechinas Kohen Gadol sheshoyre eitzel habris shalom. The concept of the title Kohen Gadol, which is found by bris shalom, as we mentioned earlier, that when Hashem gave Pinchas, when Pinchas showed his prowess in Tikkun HaBris, when he saw Zimri, a Nosi of Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael, committing Pigam HaBris in a disgusting, open way in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he stabbed them both to death, he showed a Kinas Hashem, a Kina for Tikkun HaBris. What was his reward? Hineni Noisim Lo Yes Brisi Sholem. Hashem said, I'm giving him Brisi Sholem, which was Kohen Gadol. He will receive the title Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol has more requirements of Tikkun HaBris than all of the Jews. There are women who are regular Jew can marry, a divorce, a widow. A regular Jew can marry, a Kohen can marry, and a Kohen Gadol can't marry. Why? Because again, he's a higher level of Tikkun HaBris. Somebody asked me recently, does that mean that a widow is Pogut? That a widow is Tomek? It doesn't mean that in a literal sense. It means the concept of something that's similar, of something new versus something used. Lahavdil, that concept of a person buys a new car, a used car, that kind of item. Lahavdil. On a level of Kedusha, the Torah defines the Kohen as being a higher level of Kedusha, and therefore he's blocked. He is not permitted to marry divorcee, that type of item. The Kohen Gadol is still a higher level of Kedusha. Not only can't he marry divorcee, he can't even marry widow. V'alkein al yidei ha-shemen shel ha-Kohen Gadol sho-yechosum sheze b'chinas oyer ha-nekudu shel ha-tzadik ha-doyer shekolu minishmois Yisroel shenimshech mebchinas shemen mishchas kodesh zaynu ha-moichin shemchasum v'chosum v'idushu v'chneshmiras ha-bris. So therefore, through this vial of oil of the Kohen Gadol, which was sealed, which corresponds to the light, the Or HaNekuda of the Tzaddik, who is a composite of all Neshamos of Yisrael, where he draws his light from Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, which is Moichin, which are sealed with Shmiras Sabris. That's what really defines him as tzaddik. That's what tzaddik is all about. Tzaddik is the one who has the greatest degree of shmir sabris, which means his meichin are sealed up properly, even in shmir samachshava. He doesn't let his mind go anywhere it's not supposed to. That's what brought about the miracle of Chanukah. And that's what gives us the ability each and every single year to turn on the Hanukkah candles. Because even though the Goyim try to do everything they can to defile all the oils, and as a result of that, all the regular Yidden, their nekuda becomes messed up, whereby their nekuda isn't able to shine properly, fully, the way it's supposed to. Why? Because this Malchus HaRishu is mizgaber against each one of us. And we fail tests, we mess up. Because the essence of this nekuda, this kedusha, is dependent on Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. That's what it's all about. It's this holy oil. It's this Moichin Dikdusha. So even though by Klal Yisrael it's messed up by most of us, Afal Pikeinah Hashem Yisborach Merachim Alam Yisrael Bechol Dor Vador. Still, Hashem Yisborach has Rachmonis on the Jews in every single generation. V'sholeach lohem tzadik amiti, shehu shomer habris betachlis hashleimus. And in every generation, Hashem sends a true tzadik who has shmiras habris betachlis hashleimus. V'al kein hanekuda sheloi yesh lo koyach lohoyer ulohoyer kol Yisrael. And because his shmiras habris is beshleimus, therefore his nekuda is beshleimus. And his nekuda is koilel all of Klal Yisrael. And his nekuda has the ability to light up, to turn on every single yid. Ki hu bechinas nekuda haklolius kanal. Because he becomes, he is this nekuda haklolius. We mentioned before, the Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. The tzaddik is a composite of all 600,000 neshamos. The Megala Mukos says, if you'll count how many times the word Moshe is written in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and you'll count how many times the words Bnei Yisrael are written in the Torah, it's exactly the same. 592 times that the word Moshe is written, to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is shokol, he is the klolius, nekuda haklolius of Klal Yisrael. Vayidei shekol echad miYisrael mekabel minekuda haklolius mitzadik hadoer. And through the fact that every single yid receives from the tzaddik, receives from this ultimate source, this nekuda haklolius, ayidei ze nisoiro umeira hanekuda sheyesh b'chol echad miYisrael. The tzaddik has the ability to turn on each and every one of our lights, each one of our nekudos. And when the person's Oyer HaNekuda gets activated, then his Cherpos, his Shvira Salev, gets eliminated. Because we said that by this Nekuda is Ahavo Digdusha, which is the opposite of Ahavois Nefulin, these Taivos Rois and Midos Rois. So when the Tzaddik turns on that light, that Nekuda, that Ahavo Digdusha, then the Avos HaNefulos fall away. The Cherpa Saleh falls away. The Shvira Saleh falls away. Vazai nizbatel Malchus HaRisho legamri. And that's how the Malchus HaRisho is eliminated completely. Vazeh Bechinas Ner Chanukah. And this is what the Ner Chanukah symbolizes. Bechinas Oyer HaNekuda. It's the light of that Nekuda, that Rabbeinu Zal calls it in Likut Imran over there. Shemeira al yidei Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Where does it draw its energy from? From oil, from a holy oil, which is the concept of Shmira Sabris, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Al yidei Shemekablim mi Nekuda haklolius shel Tzadik Hador. Through the fact that we draw from the Nekuda haklolius, The total nekuda, which is the tzaddik hador, shehu bechinas kohen gadol, shal yodo yehoya ikra nes shel Chanukah, who is the one who brought about the main miracle of Chanukah, matisyo kohen gadol. And that's why the Gemara says yikara hi mepninim. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham, in certain ways, is higher than a kohen gadol. The word pninim, the Gemara says, is a remez to the kohen gadol, who is the only one who is zecher to go lifnai v'lifnim, to the innermost chamber of the Beis Mikdash. There's a pasuk in Mishlei which says yikara hi, the Torah is better than pninim, better than the Talmud Chacham has a higher chashivus than the kohen gadol. I just reminded myself about that, what I wanted to say before about Shemen. Shemen, we're saying here, is the connection between Moichin. Shemen is what keeps the candle burning. And Shemen Mishchas Kodesh is Tikkun HaBris. There's a name of Hashem, which is the letters Beis, Yud, Tes. That's a name of Hashem that's associated with Shmiras HaBris. If you look in your Machzorim, some of the Machzorim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the Chazan is saying the Chazoras HaShatz, and he's saying, U'mipnei chatoenu golino me'artzenu, v'nisrach, that because of our sins, we were chased out of Eretz Yisrael, v'nisrachaknu me'alad musenu, and we say over there, v'korei pizureinu mi'bein agoyim, may Hashem gather in pizureinu, all the dispersed neshamas, all the neshamas that were dispersed, the sparks of Kedusha that were dispersed all over the place. There's a special tefillah from the Chidozal for Tikkun HaBris over there. Very, very, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avroch, was makbid to say that when the Chazan was saying, Mipnei Chataino, he would cover himself with his talis and read from the Machzor. It's like a Yihirotzin, that's maybe 40, 50 lines. In that Yihirotzin, it mentions this name of Hashem, and it says it comes from a few places in the Torah. One pasuk, there's a pasuk Bizroyoy Yekabetz Tloim, that Kavyochol, with Hashem's arms, he will gather in the sheep. The word Zroyoy means arms, and the word Zera is also this in, you know, Tikkun HaBris. And the first letters of Bizroyoy Yekabetz Tloim are this name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, which is Merames, which is Eshem for Tikkun HaBris. There's another pasuk in Yoshe B'Seis Ralyon where we say, Ki Vi Choshak V'Avalteyu, the letters V, Beis Yud, and the Tes of Avalteyu, the Arizal says, are related to this name of Hashem. So the Sif Sforum bring also that this name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, in Atbash becomes Shin Mem Nun, Shemen. If you take the letter Beis, it becomes a Shin, Yud becomes a Mem, and Tes becomes a Nun. That's one of the connections to show that this Shemen, which is what lights the candle, the Moyach, the Moichim, is also the Shemen of Tikkun, the union of Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras HaBris. So here Rav Moses Hall put together solidly the concept of Tzadik, the concept of Kohen, showing how they're so tied into each other, and therefore the miracle of Chanukah, which is through the Kohanim, and the Shemen Chosim the Kohen Gadol, is all the union of the Tzadik. It's all the concept of the Tzadik. This Nekuda, which is shared by the Tzadik, by the Torah. And that's why the Yevonim had a problem with the Torah. They were looking Lashkichon Torah Secha, because they knew that that's the source of the Memshola, of the Tzadik, and Klal Yisrael, it draws from there, from that Nekuda. And if they can cut away that source, then our Malchus will go down, their Malchus will go up. Ki HaKohen HaGadol HaYonichnas Lefnai VeLefnim LeChaper Al Yisrael UleTayres Yisrael MiAvoinos Al Yidei HaKtoires SheHiniach Al Oeven Shesia Mekoim HaOroin VaLuchos. We know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was the one who would go into the innermost chamber of the Beis HaMikdosh to atone for the Jewish people and to purify them from all their sins by his placing the Ktoires, the spice offering, on the Evan Shesia, the rock from which the world was started, Mekoim Ha'orayim Voluchais, in the place where the tablets were found, the ark and the tablets were found. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Nekudas O Evan Shesia Shoyis Bebeis HaMikdosh, Hi Bechinas Nekuda Hanal, Shi Bechinas Tzadik. Because this Evan Shesia, this rock, which was the focal point, in a sense, of the whole Beis HaMikdosh, that's also the concept of the Nekuda that Rav Nosson speaks about in the chapter on Likutei Moran, the source, which is the concept of the Tzadik. Because we know that this rock that was found in the Holy of Holies, this was actually the foundation of the world. The Gemara says the world was started from that. Ki mimenu hushtas olam. The world was founded from that. V'ze b'chinas tzadik. B'chinas tzadik yisoid olam. That's synonymous with the tzadik, because the tzadik is also called the foundation of the world. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, ki la'ashem mitzukei eretz v'yoshes aleim tevel. The pillars of the world belong to Hashem, and Hashem has established upon them the entire world. That word vayoshes, miloshen even shesia, and these mitzuke eretz are the tzaddikim, they're the pillars of the world, they're called. In fact, this term shesia is miloshen shis, six, which is the concept of tzaddik yisoid olam. Yisoid is the midah, the sixth midah. For chesed gvura tiferes netzach hoid yisoid. We're in Sfiras Omer now, right? Yisoid is going to be the sixth day or the sixth week. So that's this concept of even shesia, miloshen shis. Hainu hatzadikim bechinas mitzuke eretz, hein bechinas u even shesia. The tzadikim who are the concept of the pillars of the world, they are this rock. Bechinas vayoshes aleim tevel, this vayoshes. As is explained in chapter 61 in the first half of Likut Imran. And this is why the Torah was in this place also. The Ark with the Luchos in it, the tablets, which is the Torah, was also in this little room, this Lifnai Lifnin, because that's the Nekuda. This is all the Nekuda, as we had explained before in the chapter on Likut Imran. And that's why this is the site where the Kohen Gadol entered in their Yom Kippur to elevate Klal Yisrael and to purify them from all their sins, in Kol Yisrael, by the fact that he attached himself, he binded himself to all the Jewish people. By the fact that all eyes and hearts of Klal Yisrael were focused on him. They were focused on the Kohen Gadol. They were focused on this Kodesh Kodoshim, on this Nekuda, which has the ability to eliminate all the bad desires, ahavos rois, al yedei shemalin umekashrin kol hoavos hanefulin el hoavod ikdusha shesheresh hanetzlanekuda, by taking all the ahavos hanefulin, all the wrong types of ahavos, and elevating them and plugging them into the ahavod ikdusha, plugging them into this nekuda. And that's how the Kohen Gadol eliminated all the Averois. That's how he was able to wash away, to whitewash, and to atone for all the Averois. All the Averois that a person commits comes from these Avois Nefulois, these misplaced love. Misplaced and misdirected. A person loves the wrong thing. And as a result of the Kohen lifting up those Ahavos Nefulos and plugging them into Ahavo Digdusha, plugging them into this the Torah and the Even Shesia, all of these, the Nekuda, which is the source of Ahavo Digdusha, V'alkein Shom Oilin Kol HaTfilos. And this is also why that's the place where all tefillos go up to Hashem from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ki ikar hatfilo hualidei hanekuda hanal, shubchinas pi yedaber chochmos kanal v'maimar hanal. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 34 in Likut Imran, which this is all based on, Rabbi Nizal explains over there that tefillah is the concept of pi yedaber chochmos v'heges libi tevunos. Tefillah is the concept of where a person is mekasher the lave to the peh, to the nekuda shebapeh, and sends the tefillah up. And that's also dependent on this nekuda, this source of kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas k'toyres shoyo nichnas boya kohen gadol lefnai v'lefnim. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. How is it that the k'toyres was the formula that was able to help to be mechaper for all averos? Ki shemen uk'toyres yisamach lave. Because there's a pasuk that tells us that these two items, shemen and ktoires, have the ability to bring simcha to the heart. simcha to the heart is the opposite of shvira salev, of cherpa shovra lipi, of all the negativity related to the heart. Ki mitzvas k'toyres hi bishas hadlokas haneirois shel beis hamikdash. Because we know that the Torah tells us that the offering of the k'toyres that was done on a daily basis was done simultaneously to when the Kohen Gadol was lighting the menorah. Right? Why? What's the connection? Look at this. Ki achadosar samamone haktoires heim malin kol hachius shebeklipois elagdusha kiyodua. Because the function of the 11 spices of the Torah is to be able to take those sparks of kedusha that have fallen into the wrong hands, that have fallen into the hands of the klipois, scoop them out of there, rescue them, retrieve them, and bring them back into the Kedusha. That's why it's 11 spices. 10 usually represents the spectrum of Kedusha. Ein Kedusha Pachas Miyud, from Aleph to Yud. 11 means we're going downstairs, we're going into the basement. We're going into the Machsan, the place of darkness, Klipois, everything, to retrieve the Avois Hanefulois, the Avois that should have been within the 10 vessels of Kedusha, and instead they fell into the basement, they fell into the hands of the Klipois. That's what K'toyres is all about. That's why, who taught Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of the K'toyres? The Satan, the Malach HaMoves, because that's his department. The number Yud Aleph we mentioned once before, Yud Vav Dalet, Aleph Lamed Pei, is Bigimatria Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, the angel of death, the Satan, the Yitzhahara, because that's the antidote to him, that's the equal opposite antidote to him. And just like we said here, that the Nekuda is the concept of Bris, right? The Nekuda is the Tzadik, which is Tikkun HaBris and everything, Yesoi. The opposite of that is the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, Sitra Demosa, we called it, which was the Shvira Salev, which is this angel, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, whose name is Bigimatria Nun Aleph Pei, Niuf. Ikra de Yitzra Bishal Arayan, it says. The main Yetzirah is directed at that. So you have the Zel Umaseh, you have the Nekuda, as Rabbeinu Zal calls it in that chapter in the Kutumran, the source, which is Tzadik, which is Bris, which is the Torah, and you have the opposite of that, which is the Sitra Achra. V'zeh b'chinas shemen uktoires. Look how this pasuk summarizes the whole thing. That it's the combination of oil and ktoires. Shemen is the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu be'eis shematlik ha-koyin es ha-neirois shel shemen be'Beis HaMikdash. At the time that the koyin is lighting the menorah of oil in the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu shemamshich oir hanekuda hanal, which we had learned earlier that oil represents that oir of the nekuda, the light of the nekuda. Bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh, it's the moichin of kedusha upon which the whole shmira sabris is dependent on. Remember, we learned by Yosef Hatzadik that Paro said ein chacham v'novim kamoicha. Oz makdir k'toires. When a person is turning on that light, the Oyer HaNekuda, then you're ready to be Makdir K'toyres, meaning, Dahainu Shemale HaChiyus Shebeklipois, then he's ready to retrieve and elevate the Chiyus, the sparks of Kedusha that are in the possession of the Klipois, Shebo Mibechinas HaShvira, which resulted from Shvira, from a breakage, Mibechinas Avois HaNefulin, from Avois that fell into the wrong hands, umale umekashiroi samel oyer hanekuda k'toisha, and he reattaches them, he plugs them back into the oyer hanekuda, shehineirois shel shemen, which is represented by the candles of the menorah. You see this? You have the nekuda hakadosha, which is oyer, which comes from the menorah, or the Torah, or the tzaddik. They're all identical, they're all the same. And at the time when you're lighting the menorah, which means you're turning on that oyer hanekuda, then you're ready to plug back into it those avos and afulos, those kedushas which fell into the wrong hands, by offering the k'toyres at the same time as you're lighting the menorah. Number one, you're activating the oyer hanekuda, and you're restoring, you're returning the avos and afulos, the sparks of kedusha that fell into the klipos, and plugging them into that lit nekuda, that nekuda that's lit up now. V'zehu l'shoin k'toyres, and this is actually what the word k'toyres means. L'shoin kesher. K'toyres is milashon l'kasher. Shemekasher halev el hanekuda. We had explained in that chapter on Likutei Moharan that the most important thing is to take the lev and attach it to the nekuda. The nekuda was the pi yedaber chochmois. The nekuda is the tzaddik. The nekuda is the Torah. Shehi bechinas shemen. And one example of the nekuda was light, the oil, the oil of the menorah. V'zehu shemen uktoires yisamach leiv. And this is why the pasuk says that the combination of these two items, shemen, which is the oil hanekuda, uktoires, which is taking the avos nefulos and fixing them up, yisamach leiv. That's the repair for the heart. That's the tikkun aleiv. Kinez batel shviras aleiv al yidei shemen uktoires, al yidei shemekashren haleiv al anakuda, sheze b'chinas shemen uktoires, v'alkein shemen uktoires yisamach leiv. Because the way that you fix up the heart, the way that you take this broken heart and correct it and make it a leiv sameach, a lit up heart, is through this oyer hanekuda, and by plugging the lathe into that nekuda when it's shining properly, you know, it's by the lathe connecting to that oyer hanekuda with the avos nefulos repaired, that's the complete tikkun halev. This is why the Arizal says in the pasuk, oyer zaru al tzadik uleyishrei lev simcha. This oyer zaru al tzadik, this oyer hanekuda, is what makes lev simcha. Lev simcha is bigamatria shechina, exactly. Just like the Gemara says, that the shechina will not rest upon somebody who's depressed, or is it, only on a lev sameach, person's happy. Lev sameach is a heart that was corrected from this cherpa shavralibi. How? By attaching itself to the oyer hanekuda when it's activated, and also by realizing that there were these avos nefulos that have to be corrected. By going back and correcting them and turning them around, plugging them into this nekuda, the ava, instead of being ava nefula, becomes ava divdusha, ava akdusha. Again, nothing has to be destroyed or created. It just has to be rearranged. Taking the same ava, he has ava and he has ava. Both his ava is leading him down and the other one's ava is leading him up. And now we can understand the concept of the k'toyres which the Kohen Gadol brought on the day of Yom Kippur. Whereby the Kohen Gadol would go into the Holy of Holies, the place of the Evan Shesiyah, which we said earlier, that's one of these nekudais, the source. V'shom hoya mekasher kol hachiyus shel avos hanefulin shemishon boim kol ha'avonos, and there he would gather up all the chiyus of the avos nefulos, which were the cause of all the sins. V'alidei k'toyres hele hachiyus me'aklipos, and through k'toyres where he took chelban. Now remember, k'toyres included chelban in it, a foul-smelling item which represents these avos nefulos, these sparks of kedusha that fell into the sitra achra. By plugging it all in together, offering the k'toyres over there by the Evan Shesia, he's taking the avos nefulos, plugging them into the nekuda. Hainu shehele kol avos nefulos v'kisher oisem lebechinas oyer hanekuda. And thereby he eliminates, he zaps all the averos which result from these avos nefulos. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, al kol peshoim techase ahava, that the kisui, the cover up for pshoim is ahava. If you can get the right kind of ahava, that can cover up and erase all the pshoim. Because the pshoim were a result of avos nefulos. By repairing the ava and plugging it into ava the kedusha, plugging it into the nekuda from which ava hakedusha emanates, by involving the kohen gadol, who is chesed, ava, wearing the white begodim, which is chesed, and plugging it into the lighting of the menorah, which is oyer hanekuda, and the evan shesia, which is nekuda, that's what makes this, that's the formula for the total repair for all the aveiros of Klal Yisrael. Hainu ahava d'kedusha sheshoyre etzla hanekuda meaning we're referring to this holy ahava, which is found by the Nekuda, by these sources, the Tzaddik, the Torah, the Evan Shasia, Mechase Kol Hapshoim, that has the ability to cover up all Averois, V'nizbatlin Kol Ashvira Slei V'chol Acherpois, K'mavur B'manal, and it has the ability to eliminate all the Shvira Slei and all the Bizyoinois, which result from these Averois and Pshoim, these Chatuam and Pshoim. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'ze b'chinas korbanois ha-nesiim she-hikrivu l'chanukas ha-mizbeach she-koirin bo'em b'chanukah. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. He's explaining all aspects of this yontif. That on Chanukah B'davka we read about the korbanois which the nesiim, the leaders of the tribes, brought to initiate the Mishkan. That was the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan. Ki ze b'chinas kol ha-korbanois. Because this is actually the concept of all karbonis that were brought. Shekulam hayu alidei hakoyein shubchinas ahavo sheshoyreitz lanakuda. All karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash basically were processed by the kohen. The kohen is ahavo. The kohen represents the ahavo that's found by the nekuda. Again, the nekuda is the Beis Hamikdash, or the Evan Shasiya. The kohanim are the ones who were most plugged into that. Shohoyoloi koyach lahalois hachius meavois hanafulin shem avois habehemius shemehem boim kolachatoim. The kohen is the one who is empowered to elevate, to take the chius from the avois hanafulois and take it out of there and plug it into the avodik dusha. Plug it into the nekud. The chius that comes from avois nefulois, for which another word is avois habehemius. Person has animalistic desires, an animalistic type of love, an animalistic type of hate is an animalistic, a base type of love. What's, you know, shemehem boim kolachatom, which is the source of all sins. V'zeh b'chinas shoyimivim behema etz lakoyim. And now you could understand this ceremony whereby a Jew, a civilized, intelligent human being, who's used to working on Fifth Avenue. Walks in with his, you know, or a famous office building, walks in to the Beis Hamikdash leading an animal. He's walking with a cow. V'hakoyen hoyo makrivo lekorban. And the kohen took this cow and offered it as a sacrifice to Hashem, as a nachas ruach to Hashem, reach nichoach to Hashem. Ki hu hoyo ma'ale avois habehemius, avois hanefulin, el oir hanekuda kdoisho, shesham sheira avodik dusha b'chinas kohen. The kohen was the one who has the ability to take the person's avois habehemios, which is what caused his averois, and elevate them. Take the ava, the wire of ava, pull it out of behema, pull it out of behemios sitrachra, and take the behema and plug it into the kiddusha, plug it into Hashem, kodesh l'Hashem, into the oyer hanekuda sheshom shira ahava dikdusha, where the ava dikdusha is. Note the pasuk in Shir Hashirim about the throne of Hashem, merkovoy argamon toichoy rotzuf ava, that the insides of Hashem kaviyochol, the insides of the throne of Hashem, the insides of the Beis Hamikdash are lined with love. That's what it's all about. Bechinas koyin shalidezen is batlin kol ataivos v'chol atchatoim, and that's what eliminated all the bad desires and all the sins. Bechinas al kol pshoim techase ahavo, that it's the ahavo, the koyin, who has the ability to be mechase the pshoim. How? By taking the behemius, the avos habehemius, and plugging it into the kiddusha. V'ze bechinas korbonos shel chanukas hamizbeach shekriva nesim daika. And now you can understand when it came to the initiation of the Mishkan, it was the nesim who did it, the leaders of the tribes, by bringing their own sacrifices. Ki hanesim hi bechinas tzadikei ha-doer, because the leader of each tribe represents a tzadik ha-doer. Bechinas nekuda ha-klolius, he is a composite of his whole tribe. He's the representative of his entire tribe. Shemehem meirin kol anekudos shel kol echad, whereby from him shines forth all the individual nekudos of all of his constituents, of all the people, of all the members of his shevet. V'alkein ikar hachinuch al yodom, and therefore they are the main source of the initiation of the Mishkan. כי חנוכה סמזבח דהיינו לכן חוי בקדושה, ולהלויסי מחוי לקודש, זה נעשה רק על ידי בחינס אור הנקודה נעל. Because when you want to initiate the Mizbeach, which means take it out of the status of Choyl and elevate it to a status of Kedusha, how do you do it? You have to plug it into the Nekuda, where this Avod Kedusha is Shoyra. Shaydezeh Oylen Michoyle Kodesh. That's how you elevate anything from ordinary to holy.